Ever wonder why only 2% of women-owned businesses reach seven figures? The statistics are alarming. White women make 79 cents and Black women only 62 cents to a white man's dollar. Women pay more for debt, invest less, and face greater poverty in retirement. This wealth gap isn't just about numbers, it's about power. Money equals power in our society. The power to control your life and help move marginalized communities forward. Without financial resources, women remain vulnerable, unable to leave toxic situations or advocate effectively for causes they care about. Financial struggle shapes what you believe you're capable of achieving. The traditional approach to women's finances has been deeply flawed. While conventional advice tells women to stop buying lattes and cut expenses, a radically different approach is needed, expanding income rather than contracting expenses. Women should focus on earning more instead of spending less. This isn't just about individual prosperity. Research shows women invest 90% of their income back into families and communities, compared to only 35% for men. When women have economic assets, they change the world. Wealthy women like Beyoncé, Taylor Swift, and Sarah Blakely demonstrate this through their philanthropic work. Six figures isn't enough anymore. Households earning $100,000 often have only 2% disposable income after basic expenses. The goal should be at least $1 million in assets or generating $1 million annually. This isn't an impossible dream. It's achievable through building a business, investing in real estate, or trading stocks, regardless of your circumstances. Money stories, beliefs formed in childhood or absorbed from society, shape our wealth-building journey. Common myths like money isn't important, wealth requires exhausting work, and I'm not good with money limit our potential, ignoring that financial skills are learnable and assets can generate passive income. These beliefs partly stem from historical financial oppression. Women couldn't open independent bank accounts until the 1960s, and lending discrimination persisted until 1974. Yet women's economic progress since then proves change is possible. Success requires transforming limiting beliefs into empowering ones. For example, shifting "because of racism, I will never build wealth" to "because of racism, I must build wealth." Women must stop undervaluing themselves through accepting less, giving away skills, and avoiding boundaries. Progress comes from forgiving past financial mistakes and making what Rachel Rogers calls million-dollar decisions instead of broke-ass decisions. Every day, we face choices that either build wealth or perpetuate financial struggle. Million-dollar decisions create time, energy, and opportunities, while broke-ass decisions deplete resources and limit possibilities. Key million-dollar decisions include hiring help, investing in personal growth, and negotiating compensation. They prioritize long-term value over immediate savings. Women often make broke-ass decisions due to social pressure to be liked, influence of peers making poor choices. Harvard research shows associates determine up to 95% of success, and environments reinforcing scarcity mindsets. To make million-dollar decisions, align choices with authentic desires, identify core values, and focus on potential gains rather than costs. Each positive choice builds momentum toward a million-dollar life. Boundaries are about power. Women have been conditioned to surrender theirs while managing both visible household duties and the invisible mental, emotional labor that 90% of women shoulder alone. Professional house managers earn $100,000 plus annually. Effectively, women work an unpaid second job. This leads to under-earning, as constant multitasking and context switching, costing 23 minutes per interruption, depletes our energy. Boundaries aren't about controlling others, but managing your own responses. An unenforced boundary is worse than none. Women often struggle with enforcement, having been socialized to prioritize niceness over their needs. Setting boundaries means being less accommodating, recognizing exploitation, saying no without explanation, and accepting others' disappointment. Research shows disagreeable women earn $3,000 plus more annually and are seen as more competent. Consider the costs. 5 hours of unpaid babysitting at $31.25 an hour equals $625 monthly, with poor boundaries often exceeding $10,000 yearly. Remember, every yes to others is a no to yourself. Building a community of ambitious, intentional people is crucial for wealth building. Harvard research shows 95% of your success comes from your regular associations, impacting your income, habits, and mindset. Women face distinct networking challenges, with 48% of female founders citing lack of mentors as a key barrier. Network quality typically stems from location, education, and workplace, areas where women and people of color often face systemic disadvantages. Northwestern University research reveals women need both diverse networks and a close inner circle of female peers. While men advance through influential connections, 77% of high-achieving women rely on 2 to 3 close female relationships for authentic feedback and support. Build your million-dollar squad by evaluating connections based on their contribution of wealth, energy, power, peace, or joy. Strengthen relationships through strategic generosity, promote others, make meaningful introductions, and create your ideal community if you can't find it. Our vision of what's possible shapes our reality. When Rachel Rogers saw a $2.7 million dream home, she calculated her ideal lifestyle costs of $25,000 monthly and began strategizing growth while embodying her future successful self. Feeling states drive success more than numbers. When you feel like a million-dollar badass, you'll become one faster. Small upgrades that boost confidence can spark income-growing actions. Within 3 years, Rogers achieved her $300,000 salary goal and built her dream house. A million-dollar vision should be a bag. Big, hairy, audacious goal. Clear, compelling, and achievable with stretch. Research shows specific, difficult goals outperformed vague ones. Being scared-sighted about your vision motivates through healthy risk. Calculate your dream life's monthly costs across categories like home, recreation, transportation, education, and self-care. Then start embodying that future self through routines and habits. Studies show this works. People in formal business attire think more like CEOs and negotiate better. Transform your language to shape reality. Replace but with and to shift limiting statements into possibilities. The impossible is only impossible until you do it. Rogers presents the $10,000 in 10 days challenge, an amount that can transform lives through debt payment or a financial security. To generate quick cash, create offers that provide substantial upfront capital and solve urgent client problems while preserving your energy. The challenge involves 5 steps. Set your money goal or increase it by 30%, choose a meaningful reward, decide what to sell, schedule your 10 days, and build an accountability team. When tested with her club, 350 women generated $2.3 million in 10 days. Success doesn't require elaborate tools, just a clear offer that delivers specific results, taking clients from their problem to their desired outcome. Becoming a millionaire means making million-dollar decisions, choices that bring peace, power, or prosperity. These decisions compound to create million-dollar years and eventually million-dollar months, proving anyone can build a prosperous future.